This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey there, Vault Dwellers! Follow us as we take a topic from the Fallout universe and discuss it in a group of diverse individuals. We are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us, the conversation has already started.
Welcome to another episode of the Fallout Roundtable. I am your host, your Lord and Savior, Maverick Stone. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood until you see a nuke coming towards you. But that's beside the point. Let's get started. We got Jax's sassy lady with us tonight. You guys just say hello to the guests.
Hello to the guests.
Hello to the guests.
Hallelujah. So before we get started, how about you rate, review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel? You just search up the Fallout Roundtable for our new listeners. By the way, if you're new to the show, welcome. Where have you been? We've been waiting.
Just for you.
You can also find us on Twitter at FalloutRTB. Send us a tweet over there. Follow us. And we also got a Gmail account, FalloutRTB@gmail.com. And, you know, we stream these episodes live now on Twitch and Kick Thursday nights, 8:30. We normally start recording. We don't normally start recording until a little after that, but you get to hear the wacky stuff that you may hear that's not in the Spotify episodes.
I usually started at 5, but, or excuse me, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. 8 o'clock.
Jackson's usually people here chilling, just...
Yeah, he's usually just here chilling by himself while we're nosing.
Well, I'm usually here with Warpath. I mean, Warpath's usually pretty on.
Yeah, Warpath's usually here.
He sees me online and he actually shows up. It's pretty cool.
I'm sorry.
I'm usually racing home from work about that time.
Right.
So. I'm usually in the shower.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get to our topic at hand.
Okay.
Our topic tonight: who started the apocalypse? Who do we think started the apocalypse in Fallout? The possibilities are endless.
Are they really endless? I mean,
they're not really endless, but I wanted to say endless just for that dramatic effect.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, I think it was the Swahili.
I think it was Vault-Tec. I'm on board of the Vault-Tec train.
It was aliens.
Aliens.
Totally aliens.
Yeah.
I mean, we did see Alien Ship and Mothership Zeta DLC. We saw blasting nukes, whatever, from the ship.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let's discuss. Who wants to go? Who has a thought they want to bring out about the possibilities?
Well, I mean, me, I've always gone with the same principles. I thought it was the Chinese. You know, I thought they
I feel like, to be honest, that's what everyone thinks.
It's just an easy answer.
It is an easy answer, to be honest. It is. It really is.
They fired at us, so we fired back. That's what it, I mean,
it's the American way.
Well, I mean, then again, the Russians were pretty much done for by then, right?
About. Yeah, they were.
Yeah. They didn't really have any kind of strength left.
They were really declining by then, so.
But they might have been able to still launch nukes, so I don't know.
Well, they had them. No. It's just like their economy and everything was kind of crap at that time.
Yeah,
well,
to get
a loan
to launch one.
Well, but it all depends because, you know, since it's an alternate reality, you know, I mean, our reality, what, 80s, whatever, they were, oof, you know, the economy wasn't really great. But, you know, it could have been different if it, you know, in the alternate reality, we don't really know. Like, apparently it seems like in the alternate reality, they never kind of bounced back. They always stayed in decline. They never really became, they never went back to being a superpower or whatever. That was China's role. So.
China took over that role from this, I think it was still the Soviet Union at that time.
Right, but we don't know, like, you know, anything about them. Like, did they have to, who did anybody force them to give up their nukes, or did they still have them? I mean, they could have set them off just for funsies because they're like, you know,
Wouldn't
we're
they have
tired of
been the
being the little
United
guy.
Soviet Socialist Republic at that point? Yeah, they'd be the
USSR, yeah.
USSR.
Would have been, I would think.
Yeah, they never, if I remember correctly from my lore reading from for when I was researching projects that will probably never happen. I was reading that they never switched over from the communist like they did here in our communism never collapsed in Russia. It was declining, but it never declined that dramatically. So it was still the USSR. Yeah, this is what happens when I actually read articles and lore and stuff.
You read and you know things.
Yeah. Who knew?
That is the benefit of reading.
Yeah.
All right. That's wonderful.
So you think Russia?
Woo! So what's that?
You think it was Russia?
No, I'm still with China. So
No, not not no, he's taking the easy route here.
Well,
I don't know
that's
if
the
it's
obvious
easy.
route,
I
right?
just think it's more
It is the
obvious.
obvious
Yeah.
route, but I
I mean, I tend to
honestly.
agree because of the fact that you had two superpowers at the time. You had the United States and you had China. Well, we didn't nuke
One, two.
ourselves, probably.
Yeah, but I wonder,
Who
did we nuke?
knows?
Did
Could have.
we get nuked in retaliation for them being nuked, or did we
Did we
retaliate?
start the nuking?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great question because we knew that the nukes were coming.
We
You know, there's
knew.
data that we know, but then it could have been picked up on radar.
Yeah,
But
but
there's
were they coming
no
because we
data
launched
anywhere in
nukes?
any of the government facilities that we had launched prior to our knowledge of the incoming nukes. Like, that's not leaked anywhere. So
No.
I would say that likely it was retaliation. And if we go with Tim Kaine's version, you know, the original Fallout developer, this was originally his world. He says that, at least from what I understand, he says that China nuked the United States because we were screwing around with FEV, because we were making super soldiers for our war against them. So I guess in order to keep us from doing that, which seems extreme,
This seems super
that they
extreme.
nuked us
I
because
agree.
it's extreme because did they expect us to not nuke back? Like, oh, we don't want your super soldiers coming over here and fighting us, but how about your nukes? This seems a little odd, you know, like they didn't think that one through.
I don't think they thought that one through either, but it goes along with the Bethesda being super ambiguous type of lore that Fallout has.
Well, this was pre-Bethesda. You know, this was way back in the original Fallout that he's talking about, that that's what his intentions were, how he saw it. And he created Fallout, not Fallout 1, but technically Fallout 1, like the first original Fallout.
The top down.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad game. It was, from what I've seen, it was still a pretty good game for its time.
Yeah, considering that was back in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
So
back to nukes. I'm not going to go the obvious route. I'm going to say Vault-Tec.
I like that theory. I do.
When I first read this theory a long time ago, I was like, that makes sense. It makes a ton of sense because Vault-Tec wanted to start their experiments, but no one was nuking each other, so they couldn't put these people down in the vaults that were completed. So they did it themselves. They're like, let's speed up the process a little bit. Oh,
the
yeah.
The only thing that gets me about that is they weren't finished. So they were supposed to have like 1,000 vaults and they only had what? A couple hundred maybe done?
I think it was like 300.
Hold and on. They were in the, like, there are some, like, was it Vault 88 that they were in the middle of doing that we find that isn't.
I mean, we make one vault in four in a DLC.
88.
There's one that was almost completed that was also in four that
I
was in the subway.
80. I think it's 80 that like you crawl through the wall and find the rest of the space. Am I right?
No, what's the DLC one then? Is that 88? I thought that one was 80.
No, 80, 88 is that the deal? I don't think it's in a DLC, is it? Maybe it's where you like you go in the like cave and you can build everything from scratch.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And you bust open the like the walkways and stuff, and there's like death claws in there and stuff.
Well, what's the one where you go down in Nick Valentine to say to do something?
Well, 80 is the one where you go through the, like the hole in the wall to find the guy that the brother of the sister or whatever, I don't know. And then you like go through this hole in the wall and then you find this like whole other room that was like walled off and you didn't even know it was there. And I think that's where you find Marie. Is that Vault 80? Where you find Marie, because you find all the doctors that were living in there.
Okay,
it's like
so
a whole other part of the vault, the vault that they didn't know about because it was walled off.
Okay, so to go back to how many vaults that we know of, 118.
Vault 112 was the last one built.
There are,
but they were numbered weirdly.
Yeah, they were numbered weirdly, but according to Fallout fandom, the Fallout wiki that I have pulled up here. It goes from, hold on.
The information varies on that though, because they also say somebody from Vault Tech was one of the ones who started the first nuclear explosion. So if you're going off of, if you're going from this guy Tim or Tim Kane, right?
I'm just saying how many vaults are out there.
Right.
So I can't remember.
Like I said, the information could be skewed though.
Yeah, because they've been adding some. I mean, I think like they came up with like, oh, there was like 200 done when this happened, although there was supposed to be 1,000 that they had planned all over. I don't know if it was all over the world or just all over the country.
Huh.
But they only had time before the war actually happened to get a couple hundred done. And then
it was 120.
Not everything. Yeah, it's like, okay, 120. That makes sense. 120 vaults. And then, but not everything was like, we didn't know, like we knew a lot of different numbers than what they were for, but there are some numbers that we didn't know.
So Epic Nate is actually They're got a video out that says that the, he knows that Vault Tech started it. So and,
he
and
knows
it's
that
funny
Vault
because him and TKS Mantis were sitting at the same table at the event.
Oh, he was at the event? Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
He was at the event too. Yeah, him and
he's made some good videos and some of his stuff.
Wait, who?
You're like, I don't
Epic
know,
Nate.
But then you listen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you're like, nope, that makes total sense.
Yeah, he was there at the event as well. And yeah, according to him, he put there, we now know that Vault Tech was the one who started it.
Vault Tech did it.
No, I didn't.
But it doesn't make
video,
sense,
but
you know, why they did that before they finished, unless somebody got greedy or whatever. It's like, why did they do that before they had a chance to finish? And then where did they all go? That's what I want to know. Where did they all go?
Or who all went? I'm sorry.
Vault Tech.
Where
did they go?
According to the wiki, Vault Zero, Cheyenne Mountain.
Well, that makes sense. But how come nobody has found them since? It's been, you know, we're looking at 200.
Experiment gone wrong? It's the Vault Tech way.
But they wouldn't experiment on their vaults.
You wouldn't
them
know.
It.
You don't know that.
They know they're experimenting on vaults. They're experimenting on people. They're doing experiments because, and this is something that Tim Kaine said, those vaults were all set up for the one purpose of going to space.
Yep.
They were all set up to prepare everyone and see how everyone would do in an environment to go to space, to leave Earth. He did say that.
I do remember this.
So why wouldn't they be the control group who can monitor how everything else is doing? You wouldn't experiment on yourself. Scientists don't do that. They got plenty of other people to experiment on.
Well, not usually.
Not usually.
Not usually, but this is vault tech we're talking about.
Except for the fact that they had done so many drills that a lot of people didn't fill up the vaults because they thought it was a false alarm. It's just another drill. So people didn't. So like they did say the vaults weren't filled to capacity when the alarms went off because people failed to show up because they didn't believe it was real.
Yep. Or they just didn't make it.
Or they didn't make it. I mean, they didn't have a lot of time, did they?
Not in most cases.
Fallout 4.
No,
well,
no.
Well, in Fallout 4, it's like, well, if they didn't all show up, why didn't you just take the walk-ins? You know?
That is so true, but at the same time,
that might affect the
integrity.
The variables of the experiment.
I'm sure it did, because they were probably all pre-screened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess better to reduce your... Your experiment. Number, population, whatever. Then
I wonder what would happen if we dialed
unknowns.
I wonder what would happen if we dialed like 1-800-4 Vault Tech.
Do it,
because there's a Vault Tech phone number. And it's 1-888-482-858-832.
I want to say somebody said that you used to call it and you got like Vault Tech, blah blah blah. You know, I feel like you
got a voicemail.
It's Vault answered. Tech.
It's actually too many numbers.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's 1-800. Wait, no, hold on. 7-482.
EAU.
3. Actually, no, it's missing a number. It's missing a number.
What number?
I don't know.
That's probably
I think it works. You said it's 888?
1-888-482. 858-832.
That's too many numbers.
That is too many numbers.
It's too many numbers.
Yeah, there's.
But if you spell out Vault Tech, that works. Like if you do 888 Vault Tech, it works.
Instead of 4 Vault Tech.
Yeah, don't do 4 Vault Tech. But if you just do Vault Tech, it works. Unless you put two T's in. There's not two T's in Vault Tech, is there?
There's 9 numbers in that. Yeah.
How do we go down this rabbit hole of figuring out a phone number for Vault Tech?
He
found one.
It would be fun.
Well, technically there is two T's in Vault Tech, but they put a dash in there too. So if you don't do two T's, it works. If you take out the 4 and you don't do two T's, it works.
It works.
If they're calling Vault Tech. Anyway, so we know what my choice was. My choice was China. What's your choice?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Well, I mean, I hate to like copy on what you guys said, because honestly, I think it was China or Vault Tech. But just for fun, let's talk about aliens.
Aliens.
Who thinks aliens? Because you know, after we did,
maybe aliens are the ones that got China and Vault Tech to fire theirs off.
But I mean,
mind race.
DLC in Fallout 4 or Fallout 3?
Three.
Yeah, Fallout 3. After we do the mothership Zeta and we see like all the crap that they've been doing after so many years, you gotta wonder.
I think it is all a plot by Modus.
Modus.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Modus was at full capacity at that point.
But yeah, he wasn't. Well, though, he didn't. They didn't shut him down until after.
Yeah, until after. So yeah, he was still at full capacity.
Yeah, they shut him down after because that was all before Eaton.
Eaton what? No.
That was before John Henry Eaton or not Eaton. President Chucklefuck.
Yeah, Mr. Chuckle Fox.
Before he came in and like killed
I remember that part of the episode, and I laughed hysterically when he
always
said
call him that. It's like multiple episodes, but before
well, when I first heard it,
and killed half of Congress, or well, half the people that made it.
Yeah, Mr. Chuckle Fox wanted to raise the
thing. The other one.
Oh.
Well, the Enclave for sure, but I can't remember which actual guy it was. Oh, what is his name? Why can't I think of it? The one that was Secretary of Agriculture and then became president because they locked everybody else. Well, they didn't invite them or turned off their
No, they killed them.
Notifications. Well, no, they didn't even notify half the people that were supposed to be there that things were happening. So they didn't get the notification, come to the bunker. And then the people that did show up, well, then they killed half of them because they were like, you're with us or you're against us.
You did.
So that way, if they didn't tell like the speaker and everybody else who was in succession before this guy to not show up, then he was, you know, head man, even though he was what? 50th in line or something.
Mr. Eckhart, Mr. former president, dead Thomas Eckhart.
Yeah. But he was like way down the line of succession. And so they just made sure everybody in front of him was dead.
He was Secretary of Agriculture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were right.
But they just made sure that
anybody. That was after President Dick Richardson was gone, right?
Yeah.
No, Dick was on the.
He was on the.
The oil platform.
Oil rig. But they lost communication with the.
No, oil rig. Not the oil rig.
Oh.
Not the Bridwin.
The thing with the big face.
Yeah, the thing with the big face. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't. But I haven't seen pictures. But I think. That card. Thank you for that. Because I couldn't think of it. So I think Richardson was in office.
Yes, President Dick Richardson was they all in office.
Because like you knew they knew something was happening because they all went to the oil rig early.
Yeah, they all left because they're like, uh-oh, something's coming.
Like, they
but
knew
we're not
something
gonna
was brewing, even though like it wasn't when it happened. Like everything else happened like when it happened, but they were out there early. But mm-hmm. I think because Eckhart thought, well, we've lost communication, so I can assume the presidency because we'll just assume he's dead, even though I don't think he was.
No, not at that point.
But he assumed the presidency because nobody could get a hold of him anyway. So he's just like,
screw me.
It's mine now. It's mine.
He's not here to contest it. So, hey, must be me.
Yep, it's mine now.
So I don't know if it was MODIS or not, because unless they got MODIS in on their plan to take over, you know, the shadow government, the enclave, to take over the regular government. But wasn't the president in on that? Wasn't he part of the enclave?
Well, the thing is that MODIS is like really high advanced AI, and his motives necessarily, even though they were written a certain way in an algorithm, he has the ability to manipulate almost anything. So I just think he kind of went rogue. I think he did do that.
Turning him into like the Terminator, you know, Skynet.
Yeah. But then why didn't he continue to do things his way afterwards?
Well, I feel like it had to do with part when stuff got exploded in the vault, when part of his memory was destroyed.
Well, but he was doing things Eckhart wanted before that.
Because he was the president, technically.
Well, so was the other guy. But if he started the war,
well, in MODIS, I don't think MODIS
knew. Written into his programming to keep him from being able to act on it until after the president was dead.
Yeah,
maybe.
Who knows?
But
speculation.
But the president died supposedly in the war, and so I don't think MODIS could have started it. Well, he didn't die. That's what I'm saying. He didn't die, but they said he did. Because they didn't have contact with him, but we know that he wasn't dead. We know he was on the oil rig.
Yeah, right? He was on the oil rig until the oil rig was destroyed by the Vault Dweller. I think his name was the Vault Dweller in Fallout, in the original Fallout.
Yeah, whatever they called the first one. I don't remember if he was like the savior or the whatever. I don't know.
I think the second one was the savior.
What is on his face? Is this supposed to be sunglasses? All right. So MODIS was used by Eckhart to take over. Well, yeah, I know that. But
We
Modus
all
hadn't
this.
been there before Eckhart, right? Or did Eckhart install Modus? Does anybody know that?
No. I think Modus was already in the bunker.
That's what I thought. But somebody who built this bunker? I mean, I know it's been around forever.
It's
However
probably
long.
Vault-Tec. Let's be honest. Everything vault related, I'm just going to say Vault-Tec at this point.
Except that technically this bunker in our reality was around before that.
You're talking about
The widescreen bunker.
in our reality or the Fallout reality?
Both, because they should coincide at that point.
Well, yeah, but we don't know.
Because that bunker's
We
been around for a while.
the bunker has been around for a while in our world
Well,
and there.
and even though the way they built it in the game, it looks like it was built by Vault-Tec. I don't think it was.
It look that vault in the game looks like it's been built like Vault-Tec. I agree, but because it has all the standard stuff of a Vault-Tec vault, but it looks different, a little bit different because it's not a normal vault, if you get what I'm saying.
Right. It's a bunker.
It's a bunker. It's a command center. It's not like a civilian vault where it just looks homey and dreary and no sun.
It looks homey and dreary. Is that just...
Homey and dreary.
It could places could be homey but dreary, like if it rains a lot, or like just put like a new coat of paint on something, like the old paint was like all bad or whatever,
Probably all lead based too. So it's Project Greek Island.
That's a weird name, but okay.
And it looks like they put it in sometime. Construction began in 1957.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, our vault, not Vault-Tec vault.
The Greenbrier bunker, which is the White Springs bunker.
Yeah, the Greenbrier.
Because I haven't seen anything that shows that that history is that different. You know, I mean, they kept the whole, yes, it was there for Congress, you know, as a place, because it was close to DC, it was in the mountains, so it was, you know, it
It
would
was sort of
withstand war.
the
And we still had
Appalachian.
the Cold War, you know, we still had that. You know, we knew everybody had nukes and we had to worry about people nuking us.
Yeah.
Well, China in this case, Russia in our timeline.
Yeah.
Dude.
What?
Jaxus and his Homer Simpson
What?
boogie
Oh, are
dance.
they talking about me? Because I'm like.
I don't know, but I think we should go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this message.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using 3countthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed our little moment of commercial break. Now we're going to get back into our speculatory conversation about who dropped the bombs.
I feel like we talked about this already, but I feel like this conversation's better than the last one, though. Just thinking about it, I'm just saying.
Sorry, I was just like purposely taking a pause moment there to see if anybody would like pick up on things, you know, carry the ball.
I was just thinking, like, what if?
Okay, let's think outside the box here. From our usual suspects.
Okay. Mexico.
Mexico!
Because they're already the United States at this point.
Let's talk about Canada.
Because they're already the United States.
They're already the United States. They didn't want to be the United States.
They might have done it in retaliation.
Retaliation.
The hacker crew, Anonymous.
Yes, the Canadian hackers. The Mexicans and the Canadians don't like us.
Would they have had anything to hack? They didn't have transistors, so they didn't have a personal computer system to be able to hack.
No, everything was huge still.
Yeah, so that kind of blew that up.
And I mean, they could do like an underground computer lab and hack from that humongous thing.
Nobody would have known. Just like the whole back wall is the computer.
Right. Northern Canada, yeah, all up there. There's like nobody that goes up there because it's very cold.
The Institute infiltrated into China and set off their nukes.
That is out of the box a little bit.
Because they probably just sent scents that looked like little Chinamen and they didn't even know they were there.
Little Chinamen.
They replaced.
If you think about their whole concept,
that makes a lot of sense.
If they're trying to replace all the humans with synthetics, then, you know, eliminating the humans from, you know, the Earth would be kind of part of their goal, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be easier to repopulate with scents if you had fewer humans.
Oh, that's what I say, man.
Mm. Yeah. It'd be a lot easier.
Maybe it's England because they're pissed off that they got ignored.
I guess we'll find out in April, huh? When Fallout London drops.
The mod.
Yeah, the
London
mod that's
drops
bigger than the whole game.
Yes,
right.
So much bigger than the game.
That's gonna be fun, though. I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
I'm so glad I'm a PC player.
I am too now. At least for Fallout 4.
You're glad, or you just are.
I'm glad. I like my console. I like my Xbox, but if I have to play on PC to play this mod, I will do it. Doesn't mean I have to be happy about it.
I keep falling.
You'll
down
be happy because you can play the mod.
Yeah.
I'm getting shorter. No.
Oh, no.
He's melting.
I'm melting. But anyway, let's get back to our discussion.
So what about the rest of Europe? I mean, they basically collapsed into nothing because they were all fighting and holy cow. They were all fighting and going to war.
Of resources and stuff, the EU just collapsed.
There we go. So that looks probably kind of ghoulish, right?
But the thing is, the deal is that still gets me is that these people still probably have nukes, right?
Like, I'm guessing because they haven't done it because everyone was still scared to use them, except when we started to. Everyone else did then.
So what about Australia?
Unless. In this alternate timeline, because the timeline splits after World War II, right?
It splits
You're
right after we drop
me out,
Hiroshima.
Jack. That's gotta go. So, what if these places never got nukes because they were too poor? Like, they talked about how USSR was like, you know, they were going downhill and they were poor.
They were poor, but they were still the USSR up to
2077. But maybe they never got into the... Maybe they never got nukes. Maybe they never got into the atomic race. Maybe the resource wars were so, setting a toll, whatever, on Europe that they never got nukes. So what if nobody ever had nukes except like the US and China?
No, I think at least the USSR would. Maybe one or two.
Or would it just be where... You know, we park stuff in other countries that are allies,
like
right?
Armies.
Well, I mean, probably other things. You know, we park things. Who's to say that maybe China didn't park? Would you stop? Didn't park some nukes in Russia, you know, because it was closer to us, maybe, because, you know, Russia's what, how many miles from Alaska?
Google.
Super close. Google.
Super close. They're very close.
Say very again? Close.
Super close.
Super close.
Like the Strait of whatever that is. Up there,
Gibraltar.
Is it Gibraltar?
Is no, it? I don't think it is.
That's no.
But what countries are we talking about here? I'm sorry.
Russia and Alaska, which is not a country.
It's the Bering Sea.
But what's this? What's that strip of land that basically connects them when there's no water?
It's a land bridge. That's across. Literally what it's called.
I thought it had a name.
It's like the land bridge.
Just the land bridge.
I think that's what it's called. It's all I've ever known it's been called. There's an island that there's an island between Russia and Alaska that's split down the middle from the United States side and the Russian side.
Hmm.
That there is soldiers stationed on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's illegal to cross. Well, you knew that
it's illegal to cross that. I knew that
because I just saw it on shorts the other day, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then I had to look it up just to make sure.
The Bering Strait. I knew.
Yeah, the Bering Strait.
You said Gibraltar, and I was like, "That's not right."
I backtracked on my Gibraltar comment.
I know you did, but we didn't come up with it. You said it's just called the land bridge. So it is the Bering Strait, and I said
the Bering Sea.
53 miles. 53 miles. I knew it was close.
I said the Bering Sea.
53 miles apart. You did.
Yeah.
So they're 53 miles apart.
Give me at least 75% of the credit, please.
Well, 2.4 miles and 21 hours is what they're separated by. The closest geographic point between the borders of the United States and Russia lies... I just lost my place. Darn it. Whatever. I lost my place. Don't care. Oh, you're talking about the Diomede Islands.
Yeah, that island. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the exact name, but yeah, those islands.
Let's see. The two islands are known as Little Diomede and Big Diomede, are separated by the international dateline, which is also an international boundary. Little Diomede belonged to the United States and Big Diomede belongs to Russia.
Yep. That sounds about right.
2.4 miles separates the two islands.
There's military on both islands because that's how friendly we are to each other.
Yeah, we don't trust each other at all.
No, we never do. But I don't like politics on my shows.
The closest country to the United States without sharing a border.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
But it's separated by 21 hours by standard time.
Yeah, because it's...
So they call Big Diomede's Tomorrow Island because it's 21 hours ahead of Yesterday Island, which is Little Diomede's, during standard time.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is wild if you think about it. If you think about it, it is. And then we got fighter bases all up and down the islands in Alaska.
This is tiny. I don't know how we could. Wow.
It's like an outpost. It's not that big.
Yeah, no, it says about 115 Inupiat people live on the western shore. Some native people, I guess. No permanent residence on Big Diomede's, but the island houses a Russian weather station.
Oh, that's what they call the radar station, the military radar station.
Like those Chinese weather balloons that we had.
The weather balloons.
Weather balloons.
Oh. Anyway,
so.
Here's something.
I'm sure that there's probably nukes there, but they may not necessarily be Russian nukes in the alternate timeline. They could be China.
Yeah. They could be Chinese.
China might have, you know.
Let's put go them out there of the box
to protect their interests.
It'd be another Cuba incident, but
correct.
Hmm.
I have another out of the box thinking.
What, Cuba?
No, not Cuba. North Korea.
Ooh. Now, wouldn't they just be like with China at this point? Because didn't China? Well, yeah, just, like, take
that's
over
what I'm saying.
The South Asian
Yeah, it took over North, South.
Yeah, they just took over all the little Asian countries that are down there.
I think Japan's still there.
Yeah, what was the deal with Japan?
Yeah, what is the deal with Japan?
Not a bigger player? Why are they not a bigger player? What happened to them in the...
Because you remember we dropped two nukes on them.
Oh, that's right. They probably never recovered.
I don't think they ever recovered, but they're still a country. They're still a country in the Fallout universe. They're just decimated.
But that's But that's the thing is in the alternate timeline, they may have never recovered from that.
Oh yeah, no, I totally agree with you. They probably never did,
especially with the resource wars.
2077,
right there.
1940.
Long time.
That is a long time. Maybe they did.
It's over 100 years.
And then the resource war happened.
Resource wars, yeah. I mean, maybe it was just like a lot of...
They might have just got swollen up during the resource wars.
Yeah. It probably, but I think that there's still a separate independent country outside Japan.
Why don't we hear anything about Australia in the alternate timeline?
That is a good point.
Are they just down there?
That would be doing their own thing? Warpath's theory there.
Right. But I mean, why don't we hear anything about them? Are they just like, we're done with the rest of the world? We're just like here.
We're done.
We're done. Any of y'all? Which
screw
I don't blame
you
them
all.
For that. Considering, you know, that they were started as a prison colony and everybody was just like, we're just going to leave you here on this island by yourselves. Bye.
The funny thing is, one of my ancestors was a British prisoner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty nifty.
I think it was on my mom's side.
Kind of cool.
I could be wrong, but I believe that's what mom told me.
Could have been Zeus, you know. Just went.
It could have been Zeus.
It could have been Zeus.
Just threw that on a lightning bolt.
Dropping
it's like
bolts.
We know that Europe is a like dead. Like there's nothing going on.
Yeah,
with
the
Europe,
EU
and
collapsed.
Russia
and...
as well, and probably Japan. I guess you know as far as countries that are not doing well in the alternate timeline.
They're still there.
They're there, but they're not doing well. They're not major powers. They're not big players on the scene.
No, I believe they're not major players like they are.
I mean, we only have the two major powers, according to what we understand the lore to be, and that's China and the U.S., which the U.S. has taken over because of the resource wars, taken over Canada. We've taken over our entire continent.
Yeah, you know, because of the resource war, because Canadians didn't share the pipe.
They were in the way. You know, we couldn't get to Alaska very easily.
Just forget Gingerino.
Just
forget Gingerino is from
Canada.
He
wasn't around yet.
Oh, Canada.
The little America that they are.
Little America.
That's got to piss him off.
The hat and the boots. No, we just took him over.
Gingerino, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
So then there's Africa, which
Africa.
I guess.
I feel like, though, if I remember, that was part of the European
Africa?
Resource War.
Africa.
Well, they're fighting over it.
Well, probably. Yeah, that's. But
because British still had their everyone still had their colonies in Africa.
In the 50s?
I know Britain does.
I thought they had that war well before World War I.
No.
The war in Africa, I thought that was before all that.
No, there was in World War II, there was a conquest. The Nazis conquested a lot of the British colonies in Africa. We came in and crushed the Nazis when they were starting to crumble back in the 80s, whatever, I forget the exact years.
Yeah, it says history of the British Empire 1815 to 1914.
That's 1914.
That's World War I, like right before.
Yeah, but the British still had colonies. They still controlled India at this point. They still controlled a lot of the islands.
India's not in Africa.
I know that. I'm digging myself a bigger hole. Let me dig my excavator.
And then there was silence. This is great for podcasting, guys.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, yeah, that was all done before World War One in Africa. They'd already had all their stuff had gone on. So, like, the British, the African War. The War in Africa is what it was called. See, but the cool thing about this is I learn things because, you know, we just bring stuff up and I'm like, oh, let me look that up because I don't know. Oh, that was real early. That was like turn of the century. Yep.
Great. Now I got to look it up because I'm like.
The British eventually prevailed, but not without adopting controversial tactics.
Yeah.
And then the Second War.
I know that the Nazis conquested over, or maybe it was French. I think it was the French that still had colonies. I know the British and the French still had colonies in Africa around World War II. Because I remember that the British, when Nazi Germany took over France, they basically had control of their navy. British came in, was like, give up your ships. And the French were like, nah. And they were in African port, one of their French bases or whatever. And the British fired upon them because they said nah to make sure that the ships didn't get into Nazi hands. Did you not know this? I took a college. I took a college class on World War II. I can keep going.
Oh, I'll put you up against my son any day. You'll lose.
Bring it on.
The kid breathes war history.
Bring it on.
French West Africa was a federation of 8 French colonial territories in Africa. So they only had 8 territories. Until 1958.
I know the British still had colonies. So
the French were there until 1958. Well, I know it's just, yeah, French administrative grouping under French rule until 1958. That's the French.
Fine, I got the country wrong, okay?
That's okay. Down with France! Former colonies in Africa demand a reset. I mean, I feel like everybody was colonizing, you know, third world countries because they could. Because they just wanted...
Who's going to stop them?
They could get out of it.
Who's going to stop them?
Because it was just a bunch of tribal people who were like, hey, we've never seen you people before.
Guys, you also think about it. During Second World War, Britain, Australia was still a colony of Britain.
Well, weren't they still the prison colony?
I think, yeah. After the fall of France, in June of 1940, the British Empire stood alone until the German invasion of Greece in 1941, in April of 1941.
In 1941, the war
well, had begun. Actually,
the Germans had the biggest ships that had the biggest guns. Sorry.
1868.
The admiral of the like British fleets had turned those bows around.
Convicts and colonization of Australia. Away,
the mighty hood went down. Bible.
You got to think about it. This is a different timeline than...
It's an alternate universe. All this could be complete bullshit.
Absolutely. Well, everything could be complete.
But they don't say that what happened prior to the war differed.
No.
Because from what I've read, everything was still the same. World War One still happened the same way.
Well, World War Two still happened.
The same way.
And then the only thing it was that after changed, that.
The only thing that really changed was that they focused more on nuclear energy and we focused on getting things smaller.
Right. Well, they utilized, like, we were all scared of nuclear energy because what we saw that happened in
Japan. Because
they also never invented the transistor.
Right.
That is true.
And then they were trying to harness nuclear energy and use it because they were in the resource wars, which we haven't had yet.
Which, you know, completely.
We'll have it eventually.
Physics,
it's gonna
the fact that they have
it's going to happen eventually.
Pip-Boy, which, how do you have a Pip-Boy without a transistor? Just saying.
That's true.
There wasn't the vacuum tube. Wasn't that what they were doing?
Yeah.
Vacuum tubes.
Vacuum tubes.
That means a Pip-Boy would have to be like the size of a, I don't know.
Like, yeah, it had to be like up to your elbow.
That's why it was
this
not
point.
This size. It was this size, you know.
It'd probably be the size of your elbow.
Well, it was half the size of your forearm instead of the size of a watch.
Yeah, it was like that.
So, I mean, that's, gosh, that's my guess.
Like, well, that big.
Anyway. All right, you guys got anything else?
Not really.
All right, guys, I think that's going to kind of do it for us tonight. If you guys actually have any ideas on, you know, who besides China dropped
China.
Bombs. Because that's probably just China.
Or Vault-Tec.
Or Vault-Tec. Vault-Tec. If you guys have any ideas, go ahead and leave it at followrtv@gmail.com, or you can send us a little Twitter tweet, Twitter, or you can X us. Is that what they call it? Axing us? At followrtv.
X us.
Yeah. So weird.
Anyway, it's going to do it for us tonight. Everybody say good night.
Good morning.
This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using 3countthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.